The impulse to preserve. I mean, we've been preserving the country, say Aboriginal people. And again, you know, like this is Innungai country, which is the headwaters of the Lake Eyre Basin. So, you know, around this Longreach country and all that. But you go to all the other the other 14 traditional owner groups that are around. So, you know, I'm sort of, in a way, keeping our you know, all the other traditional owner groups, their aspirations to maintain this beautiful landscape in pristine condition, and to learn a bit more from the Aboriginal people about that 40, 60,000 years worth of natural resource management, and look at the black and the white science, you know, look at sustainable farming, the way that Aboriginal people looked at the country, respected the country and all that. Probably the good thing out here, a large majority of people out here are starting to look at it the same way. And are starting to appreciate the way that we you know, looked at country and cared for country as well. So,
David, what's been your role in contributing to the book?
Probably the main part is writing the welcome and talking about Innungai country. So that and putting in a bit of perspective about what actually happened to Innungai people here. They were removed, you know, got sick or come to untoward means, you know. From readings that I've had about some of the first European settlers that came out in the country, highlighting that and actually the way that they spoke about Innungai people, you know, some of which were tall, 6 foot, and living to, you know, at least well into their 70s. It's highlighting that, you know, the changes since white men's influence. So it's that and also too, just talking to other contributors. I noticed there's a great chapter in the book about the pitchery trade, you know, and that's from Don Rollins, which is from Wankunguru country, you know. That's sharing that. I mean, that was a very valuable commodity to his people down that way. It's setting that scene, I suppose, from 60,000 years ago up until present day, you know, and I think the book reflects that, which is fantastic.